So, of course, the recent approval of the combination of pembrolizumab with carboplatin pemetrexed brought a very interesting dynamic into the situation. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the data there.
Absolutely. The approval, as you know, was based on a randomized phase II trial. This is an accelerated approval for pembro in combination with chemo for non-squamous patients in the frontline setting. This trial is now published. It enrolled about 120 patients. These were newly diagnosed patients with stage four non-squamous histology, and they were randomized to treatment with the doublet regimen, carboplatin and pemetrexed, or carboplatin pemetrexed with pembrolizumab. And for patients who get the three drugs, they were given the option of maintenance therapy with either PEM or PEM plus pembro or both. And majority of the patients, in fact, got both agents as maintenance therapy. The primary endpoint actually was response rate. There's a significant improvement in response rate for combining chemotherapy with pembrolizumab. And the median PFS was also improved. The median overall survival has not been reached for both groups. And the curves at this point don't look too different in terms of overall survival, but a clear separation for median progression-free survival. So this is the basis on which the drug was approved in combination with chemo. Keep in mind that they did not use PD-L1 expression as a selection criteria. So this trial included patients with all kinds of PD-L1 expression, starting from none to high expression. They also noted that the outcomes based on PD-L1 expression were not consistent across groups. For instance, when you look at the high expressors, greater than 50%, you see that the chemo plus pembro group did much better in terms of response rate compared to chemo alone. And for the overall group as well, we saw it was better. But when you look at the 1 to 49% expressors, the results were somewhat conflicting. The chemo plus pembro group didn't do quite as well, even as compared to chemo. But the problem is you're looking at a small trial and 60 patients in each arm. And when you break them down into smaller and smaller subgroups, what you're left with are statistically non-significant, wide confidence intervals type of results. So at this point, this trial is a first step in my mind towards integrating chemo with pembrolizumab. There are phase three trials that have been either completed or are ongoing, combining chemo with pembro, which will have much larger patient numbers and will hopefully help us determine which subset of patients should get, say, a checkpoint inhibitor alone, which group of patients should get chemo plus a checkpoint inhibitor, and whether there is a group where the combination doesn't work and we should just give chemo. So for my practice at this point, for the greater than 50% group, I'm still giving them pembro as monotherapy. For the less than 50% group, it's a conversation with the patient about chemo alone versus chemo plus pembro in the non-squamous histology.